Psalm 27, verse 4, Mizmor Kaf Zayin Pasuk Dalet. Achat sha'alti, one thing I have asked, me'et Adonai, from or of the Lord, otach avakesh, that I will seek. Achat sha'alti me'et Adonai, otach avakesh, one thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek. Note, first of all, that King David here asked for one thing of the Lord, and that was for a seeking heart. David came to the right source when he came to the Lord and appealed for his heart's desire to be fulfilled in him. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and I think this is one of the central questions of life, is it not? What are you seeking? What do you value? Where are you going? Where do you hope to go? I mean, consider what your hopes are. You're going to one day face down your own death. You're going to be stripped of everything that you've ever known, everything you've ever cared for, and in that moment of darkness, you're going to need to reach out and find hope. You're going to need to believe that life has more to it than you're seeing and that God is to be trusted and faithful. But what is it that you're seeking? This is the ultimate question for the here and now, because how we choose to live our lives will have eternal implications. That's one of the things that Yeshua clearly taught us. He said, among other things, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless thing they've done, every idle word. There's nothing trivial. Everything matters. Life is sacred. It's a trust. It's to be respected. We're to call on God's name. We're to cling to him and live in his presence. And if we don't do that, we're living in a state of delusion and unreality. And that sickness has to be healed. It has to be healed before you die. And so call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Find that one thing that is worth living and dying for, that pearl of great price, that treasure hidden in a field that you would sell everything you have to get. Seek the highest good. Don't compromise. Don't settle for lesser goods. Don't settle for counterfeit visions of reality. Don't bow the knee to idols of the heart and of the mind, the pursuit of vain pleasures or power or fame. All these things are tohu vavohu in light of the reality of God. Our verse was written by King David. Achat sha'alti me'et Adonai ota avachesh. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek. And he went on to identify what it is that he was seeking. Namely, that he would dwell in the presence of the Lord, to inquire, to ask questions, and to behold the beauty of the Lord. So understand the beauty of the Lord. Know that. Enter into that. Find God beautiful. Find God wonderful. If your envisioning of God is not attractive and bringing you closer to him and desiring him, something's wrong. You need to refocus. You need to retool your understanding of God to see the glorious beauty and grace and wonder of who he is. Ask then the Lord for wonder, for glory, for beauty, that you see him and esteem his glory and give him worship from the heart. Above all, ask the Lord for the revelation of the glory of Yeshua, for he is the most beautiful and wonderful person in all the universe, and he is the one who reveals the Father's heart to us. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzavot, asher haya vehoveh veyavo, Yeshua Adonenu. Amen.